Okay, I'm standing here outside my winery. It is beginning of November. It's a beautiful day. I'm looking at the vineyards here. Just a quick voice note on Moment of Silence, 2021 now. First vintage was 2007, so we've been at it for many years. Like most of our wines, it's kind of a journey through time. Initially it starts off like we don't own a farm, obviously, so basically what happens is we see a vineyard, we start to work with particular parcels. Some of the owners over the years change, and it's like these vines don't grow on our land, so we don't have full control over it. We have our own viticulturists that sort of assist us in many ways. But on this particular farms where Moment of Silence comes from, these farmers are really good. So it's not farmers that we have to have a lot of input in. It's guys that know what we want and they farm accordingly. Moment of Silence in 2007 was Chenin Chardonnay and Viognier. Over the years, we dropped the Chardonnay. We changed the Chenin vineyard from a vineyard called Professor Kukurovic to up until at a stage five different Chenin vineyards. Now we're back to only two Chenin vineyards, two Grenache vineyards and one Viognier. The two Chenin vineyards, one grows on top of the mountain on the Groenberg. So it's kind of high altitude, decomposed granite. The slope, it's on the mountain, but the slope faces slightly towards Wellington. And we pick it really early, so that comes in about 10 January. We get quite a bit. We take that whole vineyard in, so it's quite a bit of grapes. Usually, or in the past, it was a bush vine, a dryland vineyard, and it was a little bit neglected. And over the years, the farmer spent a lot more time in the vineyard, tried to get everything sort of back to a really nice level. And now they're in the process of converting that to an organically farmed vineyard. So that's Boerberg. We get about 12 tons from that vineyard. Then the other vineyard that we've used, that's the first time we're using it, is on the other side of the mountain, more in the valley floor. So soil, slightly more scaly soil down there. Bush vine vineyards, that's a very old vineyard. And it's the first time we're using it, and we're getting quite a nice mineral, more of tension from that vineyard, where the Boerberg vineyard, the other one, is very, very big and lush. Then we've got some Grenache Blanc, that is organically farmed vineyard, bush vine vineyard with irrigation, sort of on the side of the Groenberg, facing towards sort of Malmesbury's direction. We've been using the same vineyard for many, many years. And then another new vineyard is on next to the new Chenin vineyard. There's also on the valley floor, on the other side of the mountain, also bush vine Grenache, Grenache Blanc. So really good vineyard, new one. We still have to sort of experiment a lot with it. New ways we've been making it. So it's part of it's in amphora, part of it is in concrete tank. The Grenache, all the Chenins are whole bunch pressed. A lot of the Grenache is whole bunch pressed, but certain components we destem into to open top fermenters and ferment it on the skins to get more of a spice, edgy kind of feel to the wine. That goes back into the blend and it adds sort of another dimension to the wine, Moment of Silence. And then we have a little bit of Viognier, that's trellis. So everything bush vine, kind of older vines, except the Viognier is a trellis vineyard, also on the Groenberg. Moment of Silence, yes, everything in different vessels, 8 months on the lease into bottle. And the origin of Moment of Silence is many years ago. I made a wine from Wellington from these vineyards. About 2 years after making the first one in 2009, my mom came to me with this family study on where my family's from. So my second name is Huflisch, Peter Huflisch Walser, and her maiden surname was Huflisch. So she basically tracked the Huflisch family from the very first time they came into the country, and they came from Poland, and then they ended up 230 years ago on this little farm in Wellington. And she gave me the name and I said, but that's impossible because I buy grapes from the same farm in Wellington. And then after obviously did a bit of research on it, So 210 odd years ago, my direct family owned that farm, and I was making wine from that particular farm without even knowing it was a family farm. So that's why the wine's special to me. Moment of Silence has got a very particular story behind the name. It's a very personal story. It's not my personal story, it's someone else's story, but a really strong one. So very special wine to me, 2021.